We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield.
Breaks a tackle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Oh, mama!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is the Bud Light OU Huddle, presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. The OU Huddle is also brought to you by Homeland Grocery, locally owned by our employees. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Riverwind Casino, still the one. And by Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. This is the Bud Light OU Huddle. Now, here's Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Thursday night. It's time to talk Sooners. Coming up in the next hour, we got the football guys alongside Gabe Eichard, Curtis Lofton, Caleb Kelly. All be here to talk spring practice. But this hour, we're flipping and sticking landings. We're talking gymnastics as postseason is upon us. In the next half hour, Mark Williams and a couple of his guys will be alongside. But right now, please help me welcome in on the far end, the five-time national championship head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, KJ Kindler, everybody. Hi, Coach.
Hey.
How are you tonight?
Great.
Great, great. Yeah. And this young lady is fantastic, one of the superstars, not only for the Sooners, but in the nation as well, Catherine Lavasser, everybody. Kat, as everybody knows her. How are you, Kat?
I'm doing great.
Great. Great to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you.
You guys excited about postseason and getting ready to chase a title, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. We, you come back from Big 12s and you think you're going to have a breather, but no such thing happens. Getting ready for our regional, which is next weekend, and the field was announced on Monday, so we kind of know what's about to happen and who we're up against, and just, back to business.
We're going to go over all that, let you know who's coming to Norman and everything, yeah. But let's start by talking about the Big 12s, another 198.4, back-to-back 198.4s. Since that Michigan trip we won't talk about, boy, your guys have answered in a huge way, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge score, and it's actually very representative of what we did. We I'm going to say we had the best meet of the year. We stuck, I want to say, 6 out of 6 landings on both bars and beam. There's one little landing that might be in question, but like in general, I think we stuck every single one. Really incredible and very hard to do and very rare, very rare. We started on floor, which is sometimes a tough rotation, you know, starting on floor in the postseason. We did it 3 times last year in the postseason, so we were pretty good at it. And they came out on floor on fire. They truly were amazing. One of our highest floor scores of the year and a really great start for us. Then, of course, going on to vault, bars, beam, it was just like they caught fire entirely. Bounce beam was, I think, the highest score of the season. Yep. I'm not sure, but yep. I think it was. And they were just spot on. No wobbles, nothing. Like, there were no nerves whatsoever. So it was a pretty incredible night.
Perfect. And then 10?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to cap it off with a perfect 10, I'd say that's a pretty great night.
Reagan.
Yeah, yeah, Reagan.
Got a perfect 10 on the beam. We'll get there in a bit. We're still on the floor exercise here. We'll
there's
get there.
Faith.
Let's watch some highlights for a while. Faith yeah. Torres is going to join us here in the next segment. Kat, how'd you feel about the Big 12?
You know, it was super exciting to see, like, the momentum building, like, on floor. Everyone just came out, like, lights out of the park, nailed all their landings. And it was just, like, a true floor party. And I really enjoyed watching each one of the girls just, like, have fun and enjoy every moment. And then moving to vault, like, just continuing the momentum and then ending on beam. That beam team was, like, absolutely incredible. And they were all so confident. And I just enjoyed watching them and cheering them on. And they really, yeah.
Everything went according to form. Opening segment is always brought to you by Community Coffee, family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes. And anytime we have a student-athlete on with us, it's brought to you by Crimson and Cream NIL Collective. I mean, this is what you hope for, right, Coach? Peaking at this time of year, and it certainly appears that's what your team's doing.
Well, absolutely, and to put up a score that big in a championship meet, let me tell you what's a little different. During the year, we have 2 officials per event, and when you get to postseason, you have 4 officials per event, so they drop the high and the low score and average the 2 in the middle. It's a little bit of a stronger score, really, yeah. More representative, more opinions. So to get that kind of high score with that many opinions, really, really great thing to do. And it's also exceeds our score last year in the Big 12 by 2/10, I believe. I will say, you guys probably don't know this, but there was a little error by the coach on bars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm just going to bring
by
it up.
By you?
Yes, Coach Kindler. Yes.
What'd you do?
So in gymnastics, you have to go in the order that you turn in.
Sure.
And we competed out of order because when I checked the order, it was wrong and I didn't realize it. And then they competed in the wrong order. So we actually had a 10th off our team score. It would have been a 198.5.
Wow.
I know. And it's definitely something I won't be doing again. I promise you.
You batted out of order.
Yes.
And you got punished.
Kat, yes.
Now, Kat, are you furious at Coach over this error that you made?
Little mistake.
Does the team just find out? They know.
And not down the road.
That's pretty
right.
Funny.
It'll never happen again.
I can always fix it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Well, it was a great performance, and because of that, Oklahoma now has won its 14th Big 12 title and are the number one seed going into the NCAA tournament. They'll be hosting the regional here March 30th through April 1st. We'll talk about all that going on in just a second. Kat Levasseur named the Big 12 Specialist of the Year, an All-American as well on vault, and another fantastic season for you. Tell me about your year as you saw it.
You know, I went through a little bit with, like, my back at the very beginning of the year, so I wasn't able to compete all of the events right out of the bat, but I was able to do vault, so I really focused on doing a good vault each week for the team and doing what I can to contribute in any way I can. So, and then I just ended up week after week, like, performing a vault that I've done so many
times.
2 perfect 10s. In practice, so just...
She's very humble.
Yeah, I can tell. You're right, Coach. This young lady has 2 perfect 10s on her resume, and both on vault,
yes.
Correct? And, I mean, what's that like? Tell me, what do you know when you stick it, that's a 10? Do you have that feeling?
there's always a possibility of when I stick it that I could get a 10, and it's super exciting.
Yeah. That's a feeling none of the rest of us will ever feel. You know that? Like, unless Nadia Comaneci is watching tonight, 100% of our audience will never know what it feels like to nail a perfect 10.
Nadia is probably watching.
You think so?
Yeah.
Hi, Nadia. Yeah, she's got a couple on her resume as well. Tell us about Kat, the young lady, and what she means to your program.
First of all, she's an incredible gymnast on all four events. You know, she's being humble, very humble right now. Because she had a little bit of an injury at the beginning of the season, it did hold her back a little bit on floor and balance beam. But right now, she's the alternate. She can go in at any time, and I fully anticipate on her competing in the postseason. So, and the great thing about her is even though she had that injury, she kept pushing hard. She's a great leader, great in and out of the gym. Unbelievable charisma. She's holding back right now, but she's goofy and funny and giggly all the time.
Look at that smile.
I know. Yeah. It's in there. But just an incredible woman to work with, really.
Kat, I always like to ask, especially the gymnasts, if you have any superstitions. So match night, meet night, do you have anything that you're superstitious about? You have to eat the same thing or wear something in particular or anything?
I'm not really that superstitious. Usually I just, like, eat the same breakfast. I have, like, the same person do, like, tattoos.
That is superstitious.
Same person do my tattoos.
I'm not that superstitious, but here's a list of 10 things I always have to do.
Like, handshakes we do, like, before every meet are always, like, the same with the same people. So.
Okay. Well, that's got a little bit. Here's the 10s by Kat. Just fantastic.
Yeah, she knew.
She knew. Everybody knew, right?
I knew I did a good vault that one.
What's Kat, what do you feel like is unique about this team in particular as you go in pursuit of another national championship?
I think we are all striving for the same goal, and we're all so close to one another, and we trust everyone on the team. So I think just, like, moving into postseason, just relying on one another to, like, just bring it home. Like, we worked so hard, and I trust everyone, and I'm just excited to do it as a team.
Coach, you've had, you know, several teams that have been number one or certainly one of the favorites for a national championship at this point of the season. But they're all different, right? Personality-wise, talent-wise, whatever the case may be. What do you feel like's unique about this squad?
Like she said, I think the chemistry is really great, but we also have a lot of young women who have persevered on this team. And when you faced obstacles and adversity like that, I think, like, your heart grows bigger and your soul is totally invested in what you're doing. And I do think we have a lot of young women who have persevered this year and pushed through things that were really tough. And it always makes your mind a little bit stronger, your mindset better moving into the postseason when you have that pressure because you know how much you put into it.
Were you guys ticked off after Ann Arbor? Or was it just, hey, they're good, they beat us, it happens?
They're good. We weren't good that night. They were better than we were that night. There's no doubt about it. And we know that. But we also weren't ourselves that night. So we obviously feel like if we have another opportunity there that we'll have a chance. So
yeah, because the scores after that, I mean, they were great before it. But after that, you've been like, all right,
motivation.
Let us show you something.
Yeah, well, and it's nice to have that.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've had undefeated teams before that didn't win the national championship.
Sure.
You know, it's good to have that push. It's important that they know that, you know, there's a lot of women out there on a lot of other teams that have gone through what you've gone through too, and they want it too, you know, and we have to just do a little bit more.
Kat, we're about to have Faith up here next segment. Mm-hmm. Pretty impressive what she's done as a freshman, mm-hmm. isn't it, this year?
Yes, she's absolutely incredible. I'm just thankful I get to be right beside her each day, and she's just always so bubbly and just works so hard. So I'm really excited to see her grow in the next few years and succeed in the postseason. She's got a lot ahead of her, and I'm excited for her.
Very cool. She's blushing over there. I'm going to ask her about you, too, so get ready for that. Kat Levasseur, everybody. We'll take a break. Faith Torres is going to be sitting in that seat when we come back. You're watching The Huddle here at Rudy's.
Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing the best in real Texas barbecue. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. The Sooner Junior Kids Club. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for more information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively, Mathis Home, and Devon Energy.
Kincaid Coach Line brings us this look at the upcoming schedule. All right, here's the regional situation, folks. It'll be here at the Lloyd Noble Center. It'll start on Wednesday, but the Sooners don't compete until the second round on Thursday. They'll be in the late session down there at the bottom you see against Ohio State, Arkansas, and either NC State or Ball State. The other four teams that will compete earlier in the day, Alabama, Kentucky, Illinois, and Iowa. And then the two top teams from each session will then meet on Saturday for the right to advance to Fort Worth to compete for the national championship. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Go to KincaidCoach.com for more information. And we welcome in now the fabulous freshman from Wisconsin, Faith Torres, everybody. Hi, Faith.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Thank you for being here, and congratulations on an amazing freshman season that you're having. Wisconsin to Oklahoma.
Yes.
Huh? What brought you down here? Why'd you pick OU?
Coaching staff definitely stood out to me, but I felt comfortable coming here. I had some family friends here as well, so they were able to show me around, and I even came here before being recruited, so I kind of knew it a little bit, but I felt comfortable here.
Tell me about, like, what is it about KJ that made you want to come compete here? Pretend she's not right there next to you.
Yeah. I don't know. The personality, definitely. When you meet somebody, like, you don't get nervous around them, kind of. Like, I was just comfortable.
Yeah. You're not feeling that with me right now, are you? Very nervous. It's the opposite of that. Big 12 newcomer of the year right here. All-American on the floor. And, Coach, just up and down, whatever you put her in this year, she delivered, right?
Yeah, absolutely. She's been all around her. She's done two events. Like, she's been doing everything for us. Steady Eddie, cool as a cucumber. That's how I describe her, because she just doesn't get wound up. She is so calm. And I think that is so rare for a freshman. Like, she's just very self-confident. It's incredible to see.
You had a tremendous junior career before you got here. Is that where the confidence and the calm comes from? Because you have been on big stages before, right?
Yeah, it definitely helped. I think coming here, it helped me feel more confident, definitely.
Tell me about Kat, because I asked her about you, so it's only fair. I don't want to run out of time here, so tell us about Kat and the teammate.
Of course. Me and Kat, we call her Kitty. I train with her every day in the same rotation, pretty much every day, and we get along very well, and she's a great person to be by.
Coach, we were talking about solidifying the beam. I know that there was that one event there where you were disappointed in the beam, and then they came back, and the performance that you've had since then, especially at the Big 12, mm-hmm. biggest performance of the season so far. Mm-hmm. Anything there that you guys went back and worked on, or is it just a matter of getting better as the year goes along?
I think it's a matter of getting better as the year goes on, but also just being detail-oriented every single day. I mean, we go in, I try to be fully invested in every single workout, working on every little detail. Even Faith can tell you, like, we've manipulated her routine throughout the year to give her the best opportunity to score the highest. Obviously, that's best for the team, but it's also best for her. And she's put herself in this really great position. She has probably the hardest series, which is the tumbling series she does on the balance beam. But she also is, like, again, so steady, so calm, so comfortable. You know, she used the word comfortable, and that's exactly how Faith is when she does beam. But we just have a roster of incredible women on beam. They're very calm. They're just really, really confident. And they've been super consistent. We've had, you know, maybe a wobble here and there or little things here and there, but overall it's been a pretty stellar beam season.
Do you have a favorite event?
It is beam. Yeah. Beam and floor are my favorite events.
Why beam?
Yeah. I like training beam a lot, and then I think going out there and competing beam after just training it, like, the way we do, I think makes me feel really comfortable on beam.
What is the training the way you do, Coach? What does that mean? Is it different than other places?
What do you think?
It's definitely different.
Yeah?
In
what way?
From club gymnastics, I think it's way different. We really focus on the details. We don't throw things. We really focus on the details, I think is very important.
Yeah. What does that mean, Coach?
It probably means that I'm very detail-oriented and I expect a lot. I don't know, something like that. And I think they understand what I'm expecting and they can see it. And sometimes I'll show them, you know, I'll see a picture, I'll see something. Just one little thing that they could tweak that could bring them from a 9.95 to a 10. You know, ultimately, it's everyone's, like, joy and desire to get a 10 when they're in college. I know that Faith is going to do that while she's here. I have no doubt. But I think it's just those little details, reminding them that they matter and they're important. And sometimes it takes your mind off the big picture if you're focusing on the little things.
No, that's a good point. There's a lot of – we hear of watching film a lot in football and basketball and stuff. I would imagine that's a huge part of what you guys do, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, we film everything on the iPad as coaches. We review all of those routines. I also look at still shots, too, because to me, if it's beautiful in slow motion or in a still shot, it's beautiful. Because in gymnastics, something can look really good to the naked eye, but you slow it down and you might see flaws. So that's what we're doing as coaches, trying to see all those little flaws and trying to erase them, get rid of them as we move on. This was her first stuck dismount. She was like so excited. Trust me, we waited all season for that, didn't we? And now we're getting them all the time. It's wonderful, isn't it, Faith?
It's very nice.
It is nice.
What's the detail that you found that has allowed you to stick them?
Yeah, seeing my feet. Yeah. I think that's the one thing KJ says to me probably 10 times a day on beam, seeing my feet.
Yeah, I haven't seen my feet since I was in my mid-30s.
I proposed tattooing CME on their feet. See me, you know,
right.
Because they have to be patient. And when they pull their head up and their foot hits it and they're not looking at it, they're not being patient. So that is definitely something I use a lot.
You have a prediction for me, Coach, of who you think is gonna we're gonna see in Fort Worth?
Oh wow!
That's other than you, like you know the other regionals.
That's a big question. You know, there's a lot of strong teams all over the nation. There could be upsets, definitely. The Denver regional is really tough, I think, with Denver being at home, and you have Oregon State, LSU, and who is the top seed there? I'm not sure, but it's a strong group, a really strong group. So I'm interested to see who comes out of the Denver regional here. You know, we've seen Alabama and Arkansas in our regional, but we haven't seen anyone else. I'm excited to kind of see the level of gymnastics
Bama
we're looking
really
at.
Bama really pushed you guys.
They
down
absolutely did push us. And they're a great team. So certainly we have to be on our toes for that one.
Tell me about, Coach, the journey of this team this year. Yeah. I don't know. You know, maybe you've had some hurdles to get over at times here and there. Every team's different. So what's it been like for this season?
What I've been most proud of is the depth we developed over the course of the year. So in moments when someone would have to step out of the lineup, someone was just ready to go and to step right in. And we always say, like, if someone comes out of the lineup and they score a 9.95, we need to slide in someone who can score a 9.95. And they have done a remarkable job of doing that. I always say your depth is a real testament to how good your team is, because it means that the whole team is contributing. It means that everyone's on the same page and everyone's pushing to get into that lineup all the time, and that makes everyone else better. You know, having that internal competition within your gym, no matter what the sport is, you push each other in a really friendly way. You know, it's not competitive. It's, you know, they're doing it because they love each other, and they're pushing that person ahead of them. And they're genuinely excited when someone does something they've never done before. Like, they light up. It's almost like they did it themselves. So having a team that feels like that to me has been the best part of this year.
I don't remember who it was we had here a few weeks back that said, maybe it was Jordan, that she's never gone lead off, doesn't like it. Was it Jordan?
Yes, it was Jordan.
Do you have a preference? Do you like leading off, being the anchor, somewhere in the middle? Something feel right to you?
I don't really mind where I go. I think
that fits right in with your personality.
Yeah, we practice enough of just kind of going wherever, and I don't really mind going anywhere.
You don't get rattled by much of anything, do you,
no.
Faith? Where does that come from? You're just a laid-back personality?
Yeah, it's better than being nervous. I think breathing and just right before you go out on the stage, you just got to breathe and calm down. If you're nervous, it makes you all shaky.
Yeah.
Sure. I think if you're well prepared, those nerves often, you know, subside. Sure. Yeah. Or they're not as intense because you know you're ready. And I feel like she feels very prepared. She was our anchor, though, on floor, and she will remain that. She did a phenomenal job, won the Big 12 floor title.
You feel like the lineup's pretty locked in going into
NCAA? No, it's always fluctuating, and we're always looking for an advantage. So if that means shifting people, I've done that on Beam, shifted a couple people. We've done it on other events just to try to capitalize on the best score we can possibly get.
You've gone out of order once just to see if that worked.
Yeah, no, that did not work. That did not work. I'm just lucky I still have a job.
I think you're safe. So. Faith, congratulations on an amazing freshman season.
Thank you.
Good luck as you pursue a national championship.
Thank you.
Coach, good luck to you as well. Go win another one.
Thanks.
KJ Kindler and Faith Torres, everybody. Mark Williams will be here when we come back. You're watching The Huddle.
Is brought to you by Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Riverwind Casino, still the one. By Bud Light, it's for the fans. And the OU Fan Shop is the best place to gear up for game day at shop.soonersports.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Well, hopefully you've seen this by now. This was at Cal last weekend. The rings were stuck or something. That's our head coach, folks, Mark Williams. He shimmied up the pole like he was trying to get a coconut out of a tree, and it came back down. Oh, that's fantastic as we welcome you back inside Rudy's. And please help me welcome the legend himself, Mark Williams, everybody down there. And the best pommel horser in America, his freshman, Ignacio Yockers, is here with us tonight. Thanks for being here, Ignacio.
Yeah.
Oh, how about your coach? Climbing the...
I was going to volunteer as a joke.
Yeah.
But then when I ran over, he was already halfway up, so...
Is that something you do often?
No.
No.
No, why would I?
Well, I don't know. It was impressive. What made you think you could do it?
I've done it before. Yeah. It's pretty rare that the ring will flip back over the top. The guy from Cal dismounted, and his foot hit the ring, and it flew up and got hooked, and our guy was next. And I just looked up, and I thought, somebody's going to have to go get that, and there's no ladder. I'll just go. And I, without another thought, I jumped up there, started shimmying it up.
And somebody recorded it, and now it's gone viral, and now you're a superstar.
Yeah, but I jumped up and I slipped and I was like, I don't know if I can do this, but I was committed, so it worked out.
Yeah, you got a win out there, Coach. Let's start with that. Maybe we'll show some highlights here of Cal. You scored a 410.050. How did you feel like you guys performed?
I thought it was great for us. Last meet of the season, you know, it's a long travel day to get out to Cal, but it's always pretty nice out there, kind of a fun environment. We got a chance to go down to Fisherman Wharf the day before and have dinner and hang out for a while. But there's Jack doing a great floor routine. We had a great start on Pommelhor or on floor, and Jack was one of those great starts. Stick dismount. He had a 14.45 there.
Blows a kiss.
And this is Emery. Emery was awesome. This is his career high with the 14.8. So we'll talk to him in the next segment. But yeah, I felt like we, you know, finished the season really well. We've had a lot of things that we've had to go through just to get to this point. A lot of changes in the lineup. Guys that have been out. We've had illnesses and injuries. But it was amazing to have four meets that we scored above a 410. And we're finishing the season ranked number one.
Number one, the number one seed going into the conference event. We'll talk about that coming up here in a bit. Ignacio, sixth horse pommel horse title of the year. You scored a 14.6. How'd you feel about your performance out in Cal?
I was just mainly happy just to stay on because, you know, I had a friend come watch me, and so, you know, I was very concerned that the one time they would get to watch me live, I would mess up. So
your mom was there too.
Yeah.
Your family has been at every meet, right?
There's no stress with my mom. She's watched me from like 6 years old. So
you're from Tulsa. Mom's from Tulsa.
She's from Spain.
She's from Spain. Yeah. You grew up in Tulsa. That's where she's traveling from right now when she comes to watch you. And your mom and dad were both OU athletes. Is that what I understand? Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, my mom, she came here from Spain on a tennis scholarship.
Okay.
And then my dad...
Played at OU.
Yes.
Okay.
And then my dad did long distance on the track team. He had the 3,000 steeplechase record here at OU.
Wow.
For, like, I think around 20 years or something. And at one point, he made it to Olympic trials.
You're the answer to a trivia question. What happens when a tennis player marries a long-distance runner?
They do a completely unrelated sport.
One of the great gymnasts in the country. So you grew up in Jinx, and did you always know you wanted to go to OU?
No, I was just, I think going into like my junior and senior year, I was really just seeing what places would even give me an option or like give me an opportunity to come. But Mark definitely had, or Mark and OU had one of the best offers, so I came here.
He came to our camps when you were little.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of a connection early on.
He's been in the OU family. His family's been in the OU family for a long time. And now Mark was telling me, I didn't know this, but you for a while had a Guinness Book of World Record under your name, right?
Yeah.
What was that?
So not the actual pommel horse, but there's a little smaller thing we used to train for it when we were really young. And I was able to do the most circles on that in a minute. And I did 64.
Wow.
Which was kind of disappointing because my like personal best before the actual attempt was 67. But now it wouldn't even have mattered because like I think they're at 70 now. Like
somebody broke your record.
Yeah, someone's done 70.
What a jerk. Yeah, but they're more than one a second.
Yeah.
That's amazing. No dizziness or anything
I think if I were to try it now, I wouldn't be able to do it because I'm a lot taller, and so I would swing a lot slower.
Right.
But when you're younger and shorter, you can go a lot faster.
Yeah. What made you, you know, at what point did you start to specialize in the pommel horse?
Well, I've done, my whole life, I've done all six events. It was only once I got here that, like, I've been dealing with a shoulder injury, and so I contribute the most on pommel horse, so I've been just really focusing my efforts on pommel horse.
Right. In the future, maybe all six events again.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
You'd love to do that.
At least train.
Coach, what makes him maybe the best in America at this event?
Well, he swings at pretty well extended. He's got a lot of difficulty, and he's been amazingly consistent as a freshman. I can't remember the last time we've had a pommel horse guy, certainly at OU, that can do this much gymnastics this early in his career. And he's been, you know, a rock star every weekend. He's been putting up big numbers. So, yeah, it's been great. It's made this one of our best events as a team because he always ends up being the anchor and putting up a big score for us.
What are you thinking about while you're up there?
At the start, it's just, you know, I go through the routine or, like, I guess the preparation before the routine.
Yeah.
So at the very start, there's, like, nothing going through my head. But by the end, it's like, please get to the end. Just stay on.
Hang in there. Just a few more seconds. Coach, I mean, it is impressive. We were talking to Faith Torres last segment. a freshman to walk into a program like OU with the storied tradition here and to contribute at this level right away is, I mean, that's something, huh?
It's really something. And we've had some really good Pommel Horse guys. We had an Olympic bronze medalist. And even Alex Nador, when he was here as a freshman, did not do this kind of difficulty his first year. So, you know, I think Ignacio has a bright future ahead of him. It is possible he could even make the senior national team soon.
Wow, impressive. Coach, I asked KJ, I'd love to ask you, tell me about the journey of this team, because I know it's been quite an adventure for you just getting that lineup filled out every event.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of had, you know, just some big injuries in the beginning of the year that has dampened, you know, some of the potential. But, you know, we've had Fuzzy Riddell, who's had shoulder surgery, hand surgery, and now is out with an Achilles tear. Raydell Gamboa with a concussion, and Leo Conke, who's a freshman from Japan that had to have shoulder surgery. So, you know, you could argue that those are three of our best all-arounders, and yet we've got three guys that are fifth-year seniors that want to make this a great year. Vitaly Guimaraes, yeah. Spencer Goodell, and Morgan Seiler, they're just not letting the guys settle. You know, they want to go out there
last year.
Yeah. Absolutely. Every weekend, it's been really impressive to watch them just not let up. And we've thrown in a bunch of different guys and almost the same result. We're still scoring better than most everybody.
What's that leadership been like from your perspective as an underclassman? And someday that's going to be you. But what's their leadership been like, and how important has it been to the success of your team?
I think, like, especially for me, when I got here, I had no idea what was going on. So just having, I think Morgan, especially at the beginning, was really, understanding and helped us, you know, figure out how to, like, fit in the team and meet the expectations, what's required of us to be successful. And then I think now they're just more, like, we all know what the goal is and what we're trying to do. And so now it's just, we're all like friends and brothers battling for the national championship.
You've been through it together. Has this team surprised you, Coach?
I think the resiliency has surprised me. There were a couple of times where I felt like we could have really dipped in the middle of the season and thought, wow, with all that's going on, we're going to have a bad weekend. And this is one of the few years that we've really had kind of a steady all the way up. You know, there's really not been a big dip on any of the competitions we've had. And I'm actually feeling really good about going in the postseason. We had a inter-squad today, and we ended up with like a 93% hit percentage, 10 sticks.
Nice. Way to go.
More than
you're thinking
the meat.
About it yeah. now, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, those are 10s. So, you know, and it the gymnastics, I think, is getting easy for them. So I think we're excited going into the conference meet, and, you know, it's all new life again.
You've had a tremendous freshman year. Good luck to you now as you enter the postseason.
I'll do my best.
Thanks for being here tonight. Ignacio Jaquers, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to have Imre Dandonley join us when we come back here at Rudy. Stay with us.
We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank talks all things Sooners. New episodes drop nearly every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino.
Here's a look at the current national rankings going into the postseason. Look how tight it is at the top. OU 1, Stanford 2, 414.883, 414.80. Then Michigan, Illinois, and Nebraska. Current national rankings brought to you by Riverwind. Riverwind Casino is still the one. Sooners headed to the conference championships coming up next. That'll be out at the Air Force Academy April 1st in Colorado Springs. And right now we welcome in another of Mark Williams' fabulous gymnasts for the University of Oklahoma. This is Emery Dodonley, everybody. Hi, Emery.
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Thanks for being here. Emery is from Canada, but originally, well, you tell us the story of now he's competing for the Turkish national team, or has, but yeah. Tell us kind of your life story.
So originally I was born in Turkey, and when I was 2 years old, my parents moved to Canada, and from there I just had my schooling and everything, but every summer I would go back home to Turkey, and my dad thought that it would be a good idea to apply for, like, the Turkish national team and compete there, so I went to the Turkish National Championships, and I made, like, the top three. And then they were wondering, like, oh, who's this kid? Like, they never saw us. So they asked me, and then because I had the citizenship, I, like, applied there. And that's how it went off. And I competed from, like, since I was 12 to 18, so, like, 2019. And then COVID hit, but hopefully I could do it this summer.
Maybe in the future, back to compete for him again. Coach, where did your paths cross with Emery that allowed him to land at the University of Oklahoma?
Emery sent me a video at some point, and after watching it, I was like, I need to get a hold of this kid. You know, there's a lot of talent there. But COVID was a crazy time. Like, you didn't even have an official visit, right?
Yeah.
And all I got to see was him on a video. So he came in, and after being out for, like, Canada closed so many things down, that when he got back on campus, he was kind of out of shape, hadn't been doing a lot of gymnastics, and it took him a while to kind of figure out what we had to offer gymnastically and the whole experience of college and everything else.
Three event titles for Emery at Cal, floor, vault, and high bar. He is fun, Coach. The event I called for you on television, a lot of charisma in this young man when he competes, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like, he's come out of his shell doing gymnastics now. Floor is just a work of art. You know, what he did at Cal, best routine of his life. He's getting so good at landing and controlling landings. He's got a really exciting high bar routine. He does four events for us, like, almost like clockwork. Every meet, he's been really good this year. He has not missed a routine. He's one of the few guys.
Wow.
All season, who hasn't missed a routine the whole year.
Ranked number two in the nation on floor. Do you feel like something's clicked for you here late in the season that's allowing you to be so good?
In the beginning of the season, I had a shoulder surgery, so it was kind of hard for me to, like, come back. But in the mid-season till now, I feel like my body's, like, taking shape, and I'm getting more comfortable with my routines that I've been doing. So the confidence has been coming back, and I feel like that's what has been, like, clicking for me.
Why OU for you? We heard what Mark wanted you. Why did you want OU?
In Canada, in my club gym, there was a lot of respect for, like, athletes going to NCAA gymnastics. And one of my older teammates, his name is Justin Karstedt, he competed in Minnesota, and since then, like, I asked him about what universities would be good, and he recommended me Oklahoma, so I applied there, and thankfully Mark accepted me. And
you need to send him a thank you card, Mark.
Yeah, I had
great
no
job.
Idea that's what
you
I did.
You got the recommendation. That's fantastic. How are we on the health front, Coach?
Actually pretty good. You know, we've got a few guys that are just getting back. Jack Freeman had a little bit of a shoulder issue at the end of the meet at Cal, but I don't think it's going to be a big problem for him to get back for conference. Dan Simmons, Zach Nunez both didn't go to Cal, but they did stuff today. So I actually think we're going to be okay. We have another in squad tomorrow. We're trying to do the same thing we do every year, preparation for the NCAA championship, a 1-on-6, 2 days in a row.
Yep.
So that we have that experience before we go there. We did a great job today. We want to do another great job tomorrow. And then next week's going to be just kind of coast along and get ready for conference.
A bunch of your guys are here, by the way, including Zach. Zach, how you feeling? You good to go? You feel okay? That's good to hear. So Zach Nunez is good to go, everybody. Our What's Your Beef question tonight brought to you by Old Trapper.
Nice.
Brought to you by Old Trapper. I mean, the beef this year has been injuries. Coach, you've been doing this for a while. Have you ever had a year where you've had more different lineups than this year?
I'd say no. You know, a lot of times you'll have, you know, various injuries, but when you take off the top three guys, that's a lot of spots to replace. Riddell and Fuzzy last year were in the lineup on, you know, 4 to 6 events almost every weekend, and you take those two guys out, you know, we had to find a lot of guys to fill in. And fortunately, we've got guys like Emery that stepped up in their absence, and, you know, we've brought in Ignacio, who's doing a great job. Some of our freshmen have just, you know, surprised me with how much they fit in really quickly.
Emery, tell us about the team chemistry, about, you know, what it's like for you guys as you pursue something special this year.
The team chemistry this year has been, I would say, a bit different compared to last year. I would say there's more pressure for the younger sophomore and freshman team to try to work harder and compete as much as we can, like, to the best of our abilities for the seniors that are about to leave. Mm-hmm. So they have a great year. And I feel like that has been really pushing all of us as a group, like motivating us and seeing the seniors compete and go through all the hardships. It's just bonding all of us together. So it improves us as a team.
Coach, it appears, you know, we saw the rankings. It appears to be a two-team race here kind of for the title this year. Do you feel like you're the – I know you're ranked number one. You feel like you're the team to beat? Do you guys still have a chip on your shoulder and feel like Stanford's the team to beat? What do you think?
Well, you know, Stanford beat us pretty easily at the beginning of the season. Midway through, they gave us sort of a partial lineup, but they, you know, didn't have a great day, and we had an awesome day, and we beat them head-to-head. Since then, you know, we've both gone through some injuries, so I feel like we have a better chance than we started at the beginning of the year. And the way we're competing, I'd say right now, is better than Stanford. So it may end up, you know, our performance versus their difficulty. Uh-huh. And if they have a really good day, they could still win the national championship pretty easily. But, you know, we're never going to give up. And that's why we beat them earlier, because they came in and they thought they were just going to walk away with beating us like they have the last 4 years. Or, you know, and 2 years ago we beat them at conference. So I think we have that opportunity again. And the way guys have been performing, we could go 100% and win a national championship.
This feels like a team this year that your guys are there for a dogfight, like every night. You're a fist fight almost. You're going to have to take it from us if you're going to beat us.
At some point, that's kind of what I said, you know, like, we'll take you guys in the parking lot if you want to, you know, because we're like, you know, angry dogs. We're going to nip at your heels and just get what we can get.
What makes this guy so good at what he does, Emery?
I think his drive. He's very motivated every day, every morning. He comes into the gym and motivates us, tells us what to do.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain standard in Oklahoma.
Sure.
And Mark brings that. So, and we have to keep up with that. So.
And his climbing ability.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Yeah, very good. Well, the pursuit begins April 1st at Colorado Springs. NCAA championships this year will be the 14th and 15th up at Penn State University. And we'll see if Mark and the Sooners can go get him another natty. Coach, thanks for being here. Emery, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We'll be back to wrap up the huddle right after this.
The huddle is brought to you by our cornerstone partners, OU Health, Valor Auto Group, OG&E, Coca-Cola, and Anheuser-Busch.
All right, that was fun. Thanks to KJ and Mark and Emery and Ignacio and Faith and Kat for being with us tonight. Stick around. Gabe Eichard, Curtis Lofton, Josh Norman are here. Spring practice is underway. We're talking football for the next hour right here at Sooner Sports Talk at Rudy's. We got quarterbacks. We got spring game. We got Heisman statues. All kinds of stuff for our guys to talk about. We'll see you here next week on The Huddle. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
on the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield. You've been listening to the OU Bud Light Huddle, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Presented by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.